This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, a couple more ticket texts, and then we're going to get into the Lions. Trade deadline is 1 week from today. You got wants? I don't think there are really any needs. We'll get to that. 248-539-9797. Good morning on a Tuesday. We've got Greg Palm later in the hour. Snapshot in time. Top 12 teams in college football. We're getting closer to the official college football playoff rankings in November. Ticket text. Text says, I don't have to dress up. Costa could be Richard Pitino.
That's pretty good.
Without the facial hair, the resemblance is pretty striking.
It is, and I never put two and two together. That's amazing. Like, you're a dead on for him. Or he's a dead on for you.
He's older than me. So,
Texter says, John and Jim could go as Of Mice and Men.
Okay.
George and Lenny.
Sure.
Got to put him out of his misery.
Text came in. It said, you could be Caillou, Jim.
Oh, no. Nobody likes Caillou. Well,
I'd have to be Caillou because he doesn't have hair.
And a lot of people caught something Heather said that they want to be a drop. I will leave that up to Greg for his discretion. All right, John, we got the trade deadline a week from today. And
we
sneaking
do.
Up on people.
It is. And I mean, a couple of years ago, I remember Stoney and I doing this, and it was kind of a hot topic because the trade deadline for the NFL, it's 17 games, right? And so where do you put it? It seems a bit early because there are still a lot of teams that we talk about. Cincinnati, are they going to try and hold out as long as possible? If they do, it's going to be past the trade deadline. And then Trey Hendrickson's not a guy that would be on the market. I don't know what they decide because it is early. If it was just a year or a week or two later, I think there might be more movement at the trade deadline. And I think the NFL trade deadline is one where there's less movement than there is in any other sport.
You're right.
It's hard. It's there are some positions where it's just really difficult to insert player and have impact. One of the guys I think for the Detroit Lions, and I think I mentioned him last week. Maybe it was in the Thursday touchdown, but it's Rick Woolen from Seattle Seahawks.
So the initial response is, well, why would they trade away a starting corner when they're a good football team?
Well, it doesn't fit Mike McDaniel's defense. And so when you're looking at what they do, they don't do a lot of man coverage. There's a lot of zone blitz. We obviously saw it here at Michigan.
Yeah.
And Rick Woolen is, I mean, his specialty is man coverage,
which is the Lions thing.
Right. And he's 6'4". He has really high end speed. And obviously we don't know when DJ Reed's going to be back. We don't know when Tiriano's going to be back. And yes, the secondary played at a high level against Tampa Bay. I don't expect that type of performance by all of those guys week in, week out.
Especially not deep in the playoffs.
Right. And so if you're looking for a guy that would fit in, and this is his fourth year. And so, you know, his contract, he's not been renewed. He's a guy that's going to play for a while in the NFL. I just don't think it's going to be in Seattle. So
he could just be a mercenary, come here for a year, help the Lions get over the top.
Could be, but also could be a guy that if they don't believe Terrion Arnold's going to be the guy, hey, insert Rick Woolen.
Yeah. They have to pay him, though.
Yes, they would have to pay him. Yeah. Yes.
What is the Lions' biggest need? Is it corner? Is it edge? John, I actually don't think they have a clear need. I think there's wants. You may want a number two corner. Again, I think their number one is DJ Reed, and we will see him again this season. Surprisingly, the pass rush has been phenomenal.
Right.
Nobody expected this. They're number three in the NFL in sacks per game. They don't have a need. I think they have wants.
I do think they have one need.
What's the need?
I think they have a need at offensive tackle. Because if Taylor Decker is going to miss any length of time or possibly any time in the postseason, I'm not... You can get by at game to game with Dan Skipper. I think we all learned that Giovanni Manu is just not ready yet.
Saying a number three tackle. Like, you're not trading for someone to start over.
I would say a number two tackle. No. Not to start, but...
Like, when I say that, I'm saying Sewell and Decker, you have your two starting tackles. You're looking for a swing tackle, the third tackle.
Right. And so I'm counting on Penei Sewell to be healthy.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't count on... I don't count on the fact that Decker's going to be there every single week. So I want somebody that can come in and start maybe for a couple of games and do a better job than we've seen from Skipper or from Manu. So it's not a starter per se, not to come in and replace a current starter, but to replace one that may not be available for, could be quite a number of games throughout the course of the rest of the season.
Look, I'm not going to fight you on reinforcing the offensive line because we know how critical it is for this team hitting their ceiling, for them to be the elite offense we want them to be, for Jared Goff to be the quarterback he can be, to run the football the way they want, to win a shootout if it comes to it, because you got to win multiple ways deep in the playoff run. I wouldn't fight you on it, but they're not trading for a starting tackle.
Right.
So that's why there's not like this need that they have. There's some wants. Yeah, you'd want depth on the offensive line. Right. You'd want depth in the secondary. John, you can never have enough pass rushers, right? Like, right. I still think there's merit to adding an edge player, but the needs aren't there. This team has really rounded into a complete football team with no glaring need.
So I don't want to get into a semantical argument with you. I think having somebody to share time with Taylor Decker is a need. I really do. And if you're, because what did we say going into the season? Now, the question wasn't about Decker or Sewell, and there was some question about Glasgow, but at least he's got experience. The question was going to be at the guards. If you don't have an offensive line that could protect Jared Goff or run the football,
you're screwed.
Yeah. And so you get into the playoffs, and are you willing to stake
the season on
Decker's health?
Well, look, they've already sat him a couple weeks. I'd imagine. If it's not getting better, they're going to have to sit him down the stretch a little bit, too, to get him to be at his best for the playoffs.
Right. John, so what if that happens in Washington? What if that happens against Philly, Philly? What if that happens in down the stretch run when you have to be able to move the football and protect your quarterback?
The best version of the Lions has Taylor Decker starting for this team come January.
Yes.
I can't predict the severity of any injury that's going to happen after this weekend.
No, but I think we can look at the track record and say, yeah, I don't think he's going to be available for every single game. And you're hoping that he is available for every single game in the postseason. I don't necessarily know that that's true.
So that's what I'm taking out of this, is you have some doubts that he is going to be able to play in the playoffs.
Right.
What kind of tackles are on the market?
Well, I mean,
because you sent along a list of 25 players that may be dealt, ESPN put it together. I'll give you a second to scroll through it. A lot of these guys are corners and edge players, and I think those are the natural names that the Lions fans have been looking at.
The only one that's on this list is Braxton Jones from the Bears, which you're probably not going to get one in division. And
that's not to say there aren't tackles available.
Right, but this is where I'm relying on Brad Holmes and his research.
Yeah.
And also his ability to make phone calls and say, hey, you've got two or three tackles. Would you like some draft capital?
248-539-9797. Let's start with Bays in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, boss?
What's up?
All right, man. I've been kind of thinking about this for the past couple of weeks. Everybody's talking about we need a defensive end, we need a lineman, we need a corner. That's fine. We do need all those. But personally, man, we need a wide receiver, too. You know, we can't deal with Jameson Williams getting, whether he's not getting targeted or not, that means you're not getting open. And then you're getting one catch, two catches a week for $33 million. Forget the contract stuff, but, like, we need a Nate Burleson. We need a Golden Tate. You know, even Marvin Jones, man, was doing something here as a number two. Like, we can't go into the playoffs with just St. Brown. You know what I'm saying? Tesla hasn't woken up yet. But, yeah, maybe you guys can – maybe we can kind of start bringing that up more, because it's week eight, week nine, or whatever we're in. And, you know, this dude has 19 catches or whatnot. Maybe he's a great talent, but I don't know if he's a fit or not, because he's just not getting open. And if he is, he's not on page with golf. So we do need a wide receiver, too.
Wow. Is that the radio, or are you still talking?
No, that's me. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, I'm just saying, how you feel about, like, do you think, like, you know, how many more games? But I mean, when is trade deadline? Like, in a couple weeks? Like, do you wait till
one week?
Game,
one
game,
week from today. They're only going to play one more football game before they have to decide what they're doing at the deadline.
Exactly. So, I mean, personally, would you, like, for a playoff push in this division and this, you know, would you get a number two? Like, would you want to see what's out there for a number two receiver and put some pressure on Jay? Because, again, I don't want to deal with it again. You know what I'm saying? I know golf, when he gets pressured, we do need a line. When he gets pressured like he did against Washington, he gets all panicky and all that stuff. But I think it would benefit if we at least look to see if there's a wide receiver two. Not a regular wide receiver, not like the Green Bay Packers or all their wide receiver threes that act like they're wide receiver ones. But you know what I mean? Like, I would want to put pressure on Jameson. Like, hey man, we need you.
Wide receiver obviously would have been near the bottom of the list for me.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. A lot of people ain't talking about it. I get it. You know what I'm saying? Defensive end, edge rusher or corner. I get it, you know, but I mean, offensively, sometimes when we stall and they're, you know, doubling or they put a blanket on St. Brown at times, you know, who's going to step up? Because it ain't Jameson. He ain't doing nothing. And I like him. I like him. I was the one talking big this year. Like, yeah, man, third year, round three, all that stuff, you know, he's going to be – he ain't doing nothing, man. Ain't nothing. You want to sit there
I just don't think J-Mo's been a problem for this football team.
No.
Like, he doesn't have the stats or the numbers. And maybe some of this is John Morton came in and said he was going to have a big year. And as we're sitting at the bye, he has like 280 yards. So there's like maybe a disconnect expectation-wise. But John, he's playing a winning brand of football. He blocks down the field. He stretches safeties. We're two games ago, he was six catches and a touchdown against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he's a problem or a guy they need to replace or even upgrade on this football team.
He's a problem for defenses, not for the Lions. He's a problem for defenses, and that's why you see – I mean, we ask the question all the time, and we ask this question a lot of other teams in regards to, you know, how does – you know, so-and-so receiver get so wide open. It's the same thing. Like, teams are opposing fan bases. How do you leave Amon-Ra St. Brown so open? Well, because you've got a cap on the defense. You're trying to prevent the big play to J-Mo.
Well, think about it. If you run the ball, teams have to commit in the box. And if J-Mo is going to push safeties back, like, it's going to create these giant spaces underneath for players like Laporta and St. Brown, who's been a huge season for the Lions. It all plays complementary.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they have this need at receiver.
No.
You let us know. What's the biggest need? What do you want to see him do? Deadline's a week from today. It's 97.1.
Hey, every single law firm talks about experience, and David Femininio has decades of it, going up against insurance companies and winning for his clients. But here's what makes him different. He knows the only experience that really matters is yours. When you're in a car accident, you care about your well-being. You want someone who's going to listen to you, someone who's going to work hard for you, and someone that will get you paid. David gets that. Your experience matters, and when he fights, he fights for you, not for his resume. If you've been injured, you need to call 855-65-CRASH, or you can visit him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
NFL trade deadline 1 week from today. What's the biggest need? What do you want? ESPN has a list of 25 players who could move. The Lions are linked to two names on the list. The first, Reek Wollen, corner out of Seattle. John, you've brought him up.
Is that how you say his first name, Reek? I thought it was Rick.
I thought it was Reek, R-I-Q. Oh,
yeah, okay.
Wollen, the corner out of Seattle, is linked to the Lions as a possible trade addition. And the other name is Jalen Phillips, edge out of Miami. They are listed as a team that could pursue him. Those are two different positions. That's corner and edge. And look, the corner depth was clear as day on Monday Night Football. They're going to get some dudes back. I don't know that it's a huge need. And pass rush. For as much time as we spent talking about adding a pass rusher, they're third in the NFL in sacks per game. You can always add more, but it's certainly not the need I think we all expected it to be going into the season. You brought up tackle as maybe an under the radar because we just don't know how healthy Taylor's going to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I think he's going to be dealing with all season long. And with 10 remaining games, do you get six out of those games? And this has nothing to do with his performance. I don't want people to think, hey, I'm trying to, you know, for the longest time it was trade Taylor Decker. That's not it. When he's playing, he's really good. I would just like to see, have a little bit more confidence that for the games that he's unable to go, he's kind of at that point of his career where it's going to be, hey, Friday, we'll see. Saturday, we're traveling, we'll see. Sunday, game time decision.
And you don't want to have that derail the season because the alternative is Skipper, who's okay.
Well, and with as explosive as this offense is, I don't want to have Brock Wright in there to help at the tackle position. I don't want David Montgomery or the bigger gripe, Jahmyr Gibbs, having to block on pass rush just to be able to get the ball out to everyone else. When this offense is operating at its best, and I know we had somebody call in about receiver.
I don't get that.
You could attack the defense in so many different ways. I don't want to take one of those weapons away just to pass protect.
Texter says, I'm sorry, but that get a number two phone call to put pressure on J-Mo is one of the worst takes I've heard in a while. There's a reason no one's brought it up.
Yeah, I was surprised.
One texter says that they do think there's an issue with J-Mo. Says that if you're going to pay a guy $30 million to be a decoy, the guy was making some good points.
Okay.
I just disagree with it.
Yeah, I do too. he will get his share of catches. Because at some point, you can't just let Amon-Ra St. Brown and Laporta and Gibbs eat you up.
Yeah, the text says the previous caller was dead on. J-Mo is trash, and you guys trying to defend him by saying he's a great blocker and stretches the field. That equates to $30 million a year as a decoy. That's smart. Signed, Kendo.
He'll get his catches. I have no doubt about that. I'm very confident that he's going to get his catches.
It's about playing a winning brand of football.
Yeah.
He allows them to play a winning brand of football. I'm going to have him as my third receiver. That feels like a waste of resources.
Right. Yeah.
Let's get to Tristan in Ortonville. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up? Good morning.
Morning. So I wanted to say that if you look at the biggest need, if you this starting offense and defense, top three in the league minimum. And what I want to look at is the drop-off from starter to second or even third string. And to me, the biggest drop-off has to be a tackle. Like going from Decker or Sewell to Manu or Skip, like for what they want to do, like you were saying, pass blocking, run blocking, like the way they set up their offense. If you have to put in any of those other guys, like I don't even know any of their other linemen's names. Like their third stringers, I couldn't tell you, but what they did on Monday night for the secondary gives me confidence. The second stringers, I know Davenport's out, but Muhammad's been great on the D-line. So,
and they'll tell you Pascal and Davenport still are going to come back and play at some point this season. I don't think they're going to be like rushing to add an edge. I happen to think there are some names out there that could help this team.
No, but we did hear there was a report last week, and we brought it up. Diana Rossini said that Brad Holmes has been making phone calls about edge defenders. Yeah.
I just think it's a great spot they're in right now. Like, you got to do something because other teams are going to do something, and it's keeping up with the Joneses. We saw it a little bit in baseball, but at the same time...
Yeah, but you don't have to do something just to do something.
No, and you could be strategic because there's not a... I will say there's not a clear need. I know you've made the case for tackle. They have the number three offense in football. They're number three in sacks per game. Like, there's not a glaring issue with this roster. So Brad Holmes can be selective and strategic, and he should, to add so they have more. You can never have enough. You're chasing a Super Bowl. Don't leave it on the table.
Yeah, and I mean, it is hard to add in the NFL the trade deadline, like an offensive tackle. Like there's a certain number, there's a certain knowledge that you have to have of the offense, of the calls to be able to operate. It would take some time to get them up to speed. And you know, defensively, I have always joked about, you know, the defensive playbook being a crayon and the football says go get it. But there is an aspect of that. If you add an edge guy, it doesn't have to be as intricate as maybe an offensive lineman or the secondary. Now, the secondary, I do think there's much more intricacies involved in coverage and communication.
Yep. We are really, though, talking about adding depth and backups.
Correct.
Which is a great position to be in when you feel like your roster is so rock solid that you're talking about adding depth and backups and number twos and rotational players. Mm-hmm. Let's get to Matt and Warren. Matt, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
What's up? It's good. Hey, I just tuned in, heard some comments and, you know, some people trashing Jameson Williams. And I wanted to kind of add my two cents to it. I feel like it's really blown way out of proportion. Like, if you look at the stats, yeah, Amon-Ra is leading favorably between everybody. But Laporta is like 330 yards, two touchdowns. Jameson Williams is 290 yards, two touchdowns, give or take. So when you look at the offense, like Jameson, yeah, he's leading, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs, but he's still producing on the field. You know, he's blocking out there. He's helping other players get in the end zone or stretch the field. So I don't know where this whole Jameson Williams is a bust. He's overpaid.
You know where it's coming from, Matt?
Coming from? What's that?
It's coming from people who have him on their fantasy team. And I'll tell you that as someone who the last game I went to, I'm sitting in the stands and the guy next to me is wearing a black J-Mo jersey. And he's like, hey, it'd be a good time to get J-Mo involved. How about a pass to J-Mo? By the second quarter, I find out he's starting him in fantasy that night. It's coming from parlays and anytime touchdown bettors and fantasy football owners. I really do think, and I'll steal this from the ticket text. It's a great point. The J-Mo convo is kind of a litmus test whether you know ball or not. If you're going to look at the box score and say, dude's a bum, dude's a bust, dude's a disappointment, you don't know football.
Yeah.
I mean, that's become kind of a test of, are you paying attention? It's complementary offense. He is not having a bad season.
And to his point about the numbers, yeah, St. Brown's got 61 targets, but then Laporta, Jamo, and Gibbs are all between 28 and 36. They're spreading the ball around. They're taking what the defense gives them. They're stressing the defense at every level. And they're going to pull different levers based on the week. They lost the Kansas City game, but Jamo had his best game that day.
Yeah.
They're going to take what the defense gives them because they're outfitted to do so because of Jamo and St. Brown and Laporta and the cast that they have.
Well said.
All right, we are going to get to Heather's news. We're going to get to Greg Palm as the hour rolls on and a Lions Word Association as we get set basically for the second half of the season out of the bye. It's 97.1.
Hey, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping men across Michigan restore their hair and their confidence. And he's helped thousands look younger, feel better, and get their confidence back that they thought was gone for good. He's a board-certified facial surgeon, and Dr. Berkowitz is a true pioneer in modern hair restoration. He's the only Detroit area physician offering both SmartGraft and NeoGraft. They're these advanced, minimally invasive technologies performed entirely by his own in-house medical team. So there's no traveling techs, no assembly line, just precision, safety, and results that look completely natural. So forget any outdated methods, right? No stitches, staples, or scars, just real hair you can run your fingers through. Now, to mark his 30-year milestone, Dr. B is offering the Confidence Package. It's a free consultation plus $1,000 off when you mention 97.1 The Ticket. So the sooner you go in, the more options you'll have, and the sooner you'll see results. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com to schedule your complimentary consultation. Michigan Hair Restoration, where your confidence grows back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
We're going to play Lions Word Association, word or phrase to describe how you're feeling about this team at the bye. We'll do that at 9 o'clock, 8:50. Greg Palm, top 12 teams in college football from the mind of Greg Hargrave with his nerdy system.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always exactly how people see things, but he's got his system, and we'll go through it and talk about the state of college football. We're about a week away from the college football playoff rankings officially coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see what the committee, how they rank everybody 1 through 25, but 1 through 12 first.
Yeah, and they don't really care about the AP poll or the coaches poll. Before the year, you had Notre Dame winning it all.
And they're still in the mix.
They're still in the mix.
I still got a shot at being right.
Before the year, I had Clemson winning it all. Remember, they were bringing all those guys back.
Oh, yeah. Kate Klubnik. Yeah. He's going to be a Heisman winner. I think you actually had him winning the Heisman, didn't you?
Dabo won a couple national titles. This is kind of his year. Mm-hmm. They are 3-4. So you had this idea before we get to November, mulligan, a do-over. As we've watched a couple months of college football now, do you want to lock in your preseason choice? Or do you want to pick somebody else? John?
Well, I mean, I would love to be able to lock in mine. I do think Notre Dame ends up making the college football playoffs. The toughest game they have left is going to be Navy, and I think that they find a way to win that one. It's always tough playing the academies. But having said that, I don't think they get into the college football playoffs and make a run. I'm going to go with a team that a lot of people left for dead after week one, and that's Alabama.
Heather's pick.
Yeah, I didn't leave him for dead.
You picked him before week one. And I said a lot of people, I didn't say Heather Park was so disappointed that they lost in week one. And yes, you picked them. I am now picking them. And I think Ty Simpson is playing at an elite level. 20 touchdowns so far, one pick. There's still some room for, but he's got talented receivers. Part of the issue is they haven't protected them as they need to get the ball downfield more. But they have passed every test since week one. And people are looking at, and Kalen DeBoer, we saw him at Washington, right? He knows how to get a team to play their best football when it matters most, and that is at the end of the season and in the college football playoffs.
DeBoer's a good coach. The quarterback looks a lot better than anybody expected. They've got playmakers. I think they're the best team in the SEC. Standings be damned. Mm-hmm. So you're going to switch from Notre Dame to Alabama?
Yes.
Heather, you're going to stick with the Crimson
Tide? I'm staying there.
All right. Tom, you had Georgia preseason?
Yeah, it's a national champ. I had him playing Ohio State. I'm going to stick with that. I think one key thing to keep an eye on this year is we're down to, what, five legitimate undefeated teams. Can somebody run the table in this era?
So the undefeated teams are Ohio State, Indiana, Texas A&M, BYU, and Georgia Tech.
Yeah. I mean, I've always kind of thought nobody would go undefeated again once they went to this big of a schedule.
The extra games.
I mean, you're challenging like the 16-0 how it used to be in the NFL almost. I mean, so I'm wondering if these conversations of, you know, does Ohio State need to lose a game? Does Indiana need to lose a game? Does that... You know, you go in, let's say Ohio State runs a table and they're undefeated. Then they sit there, they don't play that bye week. And these teams are starting to, you know, it's kind of like having too much rest almost.
Well, so if Ohio State runs the table, Indiana runs the table, one of them's going to lose.
Yes.
Because they'll play in the Big Ten championship game. I mean, does a loser of that one go on to win the college football playoffs? Maybe. It's very possible.
I mean, last year, a team that didn't win their conference won the national title.
Right. I mean... You could argue that was good for Ohio State. Are we going to go into an era of...
It's funny when you phrase it that way. Ohio State, it was good that you lost to Michigan.
Well, that's...
I know.
They did play a different brand of football after that.
Yep.
And so, I mean, it's... I'm looking at it going, in no world that... Or no year that I've ever been alive did I think Indiana was going to have a shot at a national title. And I think right now, as we sit here... In week 10, Indiana is the best team in the country.
And Indiana is the team I will pick to win the national title. Mm. So sorry in advance to everybody from Bloomington.
Kiss of death.
Yes.
The morticians. Yes.
But I really, they're winning by...
taps.
And this is where it all ended for Cignetti. Got the extension, and then I picked him to win the national title. Mendoza's an NFL quarterback. They've got an NFL receiver in Surratt. They've got a backfield of complementary pieces. Very good on both O and D line, but specifically, I like their defense. They've got studs at all three levels of that defense. Aiden Fisher, the linebacker, second year from JMU. Yeah. Kamara on the defensive line. And they've gone out on the road and beat somebody. They beat Oregon in Autzen.
And they're beating everybody. There's no let-ups or letdowns. They're winning by 29 points per game. It's the largest margin in the sport right now. And Cignetti is a maniac. Mm-hmm. I think schematically, they have an edge every time they take the field. And that's not to shortchange what I think is becoming a really talented team. If they didn't, we had a caller bring this up. If they were in Indiana football, I think it would be unanimous they're the best team in the sport right now. So I'll take the Hoosiers.
Okay.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, before Halloween, Warren police are warning the public to be on the lookout for look-alike treats that contain THC. Mm. So according to the police, some candies and snack chips are being sold that look like regular Halloween candy, right? They look like candy you know and love, but they actually are infused with cannabis or like psychedelic compounds, which obviously can be very dangerous, especially for children who might accidentally consume them. So police say they actually conducted a search at a home last week where they found several of these types of snacks that look, like I said, to be in regular packaging. But they do, if you do look closely, and that's what they're saying, hey, inspect the candy closely, you can tell that it's not quite the same as what you think it is. So look for any unusual packaging, any strange odors or discolorations. And of course, throw any unwrapped or loose candy, homemade candy, throw it out before your kid eats it. After a woman was shot six times during a traffic stop in Detroit, Police Chief Todd Bettingson says that the woman involved will not face charges and the officer will be held accountable. So the chief says that the officer involved violated several department policies when he shot into the woman's moving vehicle. The chief is now asking the Detroit Board of Public Commissioners to suspend the officer indefinitely without pay. The woman was treated for non-fatal injuries and is going to be okay. Like I said, she is not going to face any charges, but it also sounds like the details of this case are going to be submitted to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office to be reviewed and maybe charges will be had as well.
Right.
Well, after allegations of hazing, Dundee Community School's wrestling program has been placed on a three-year probation. So the investigation actually began in April following this anonymous complaint about misconduct that took place at a wrestling tournament in Kalamazoo last year. A third-party law firm found no Title IX violations, but police did report additional incidents of hazing and assaults on school buses in the locker room, things like that. So the team was placed on this probation. It means they can still compete, but there's now mandatory training for the coaches, for the student athletes. There's different community service. There's different rules in place for traveling with the team. And the school leaders say they are committed to changing the culture and making sure that all students feel safe. Former NFL MVP Adrian Peterson has been arrested again, this time in Texas for drunk driving. Police say he was pulled over on Sunday morning, showed signs of impairment. He was hit with a DUI and also a weapons charge. And this isn't his first run-in with the law. This is his second DUI arrest in 7 months. He was arrested right after the draft. He attended a party.
Right.
And he got pulled over there for driving while intoxicated.
Come on, man.
He's got some other charges as well. Yeah. So this might come as no surprise. There's a new poll that found most Americans think the Super Bowl should be moved to a holiday weekend.
President's Day, right?
Yes. So according to this survey, nearly 60% of fans want the big game shifted to coincide with President's Day. So you can have that Monday off following the game. But of course, for now, the Super Bowl will continue to be held on the second Sunday in February. And everyone can just call in sick the next day. They do say about 18 million Americans skip work the day after the game.
It's a huge number.
It's a huge number.
Greg?
I have a theory that the NFL does not want the Monday holiday after the Super Bowl because they want the water cooler talk at the office.
100%. They want it. I mean, it would change how we operate here on a holiday week, on a holiday, like, normally, it's just one of us
One of us.
Yeah. We would probably both be in.
Well, especially if the
because
Lions
we'd want to be
playing.
Yeah, but I agree with you, Greg. I don't think they want it on a holiday weekend.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's Greg Palm. Top 12 teams in college football from the mind of Greg Hargrave. 9 o'clock. Lions word association. Word or phrase to describe this team at the bye. It's 97.1.
There's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it. It's Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in. Whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day, as proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, Brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.